3. That's the number of breaks in major water mains that have grabbed headlines in the past 2 months. 3 to 4. That's the estimate of how many water mains break across Los Angeles every day. It's a common problem that can be seen in cities across the country, according to Charisma Say, professor of city and regional planning at the University of California, Berkeley.
It's not rare when you look at it nationally, and it's a sign of the age of our infrastructure and these long-delayed repairs.
According to estimates, the ruptured water main that flooded UCLA and Sunset Boulevard in July released 20 million gallons into the streets and destroyed more than 300 cars. But the damages created by minor water main breaks also have big ramifications.
We probably, because of pipe bursts and things like that, we probably lose millions of gallons a year because of that.
Exactly how much water? In New York City, whose water authority has almost as much pipeline and serves many more customers than LA's Department of Water and Power, the loss was significant.
They found that, I think 2 years ago, almost 30% of New York City's water that comes into the distribution system never actually gets to New York City users. So that's because of leakage, for sure, but also unaccounted for can count water that leaves through fire hydrants for fires or the Parks Department. So it's a lot of things that doesn't actually get to consumers. But leakage is a big part of that unaccounted for water rate.
Adam Foreman published a study last March for the Center for an Urban Future. The report was pretty bleak, but New York did differ in the number of pipes that broke.
Last year, we had over 500 water main breaks, so less than 2 per day. So if your figures for LA are 3 to 4 a day, that's significantly higher.
Pipe breaks can also be a lot more than a traffic nuisance.
One really big issue is that when water mains leak, they're actually affecting all the conduits around them.
And in the long run, those challenges may be just as costly. Gabriel Cortez, Annenberg Radio News.